Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my
Good News in the Morning is sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries and has been broadcast weekly since 1999. Do visit our website, gncm.ca. Here, you will find podcasts of the programs and introductions to the Ottawa pastors who deliver the good news to growing numbers of listeners worldwide. They appreciate and need your regular prayers. Our heartfelt thanks to all those who support us financially. And now, here is today's presentation.
Good morning. My name is George Sinclair. I am the pastor at Church of the Messiah in Ottawa. It is my great privilege and honor to be able to open the Bible with you and tell you about Jesus.
Father, we ask that the Holy Spirit would come and move amongst us with gentle and deep power to bring Jesus close to us, to have him truly rule in our hearts. And that we will be gripped not only by who he is, but what he has done for us on the cross. And that as we are brought closer to Jesus, we ask, Father, that you fan into flame within us a deep hope of glory for those of us, for all of us in Christ Jesus. And this we ask in the name of Jesus, your Son and our Savior. Amen. Please be seated. One of the, I don't really like watching cooking shows that much. I'm not against them. I just don't watch that many cooking shows. Some of you maybe have eaten some of my food. We'll say it shows. But I don't know anything at all about baking. Sometimes I have to bake a birthday cake for my wife because she'd much rather that I baked it than I bought one from Tim Hortons or Loblaws or something like that. So I do. And she always says polite things about it. But anyway, the reason I'm mentioning this is there is one cooking show I like, and it's called Chef. The Chef, I think it is. And it features this guy, a director, producer, who's done some of the Iron Man movies, some of the Marvel movies. He did the remake of The Lion King, only with live actors, Jon Favreau. And he does it with this cook called Roy, a Korean cook. The two of them had met because Roy was catering the first one of the Iron Man films that Jon Favreau did. And then later on, Jon Favreau sort of decided to do this small budget film, which is very interesting, about a high-level chef who loses a star and sort of rediscovers who he is by getting into a food truck and going across the United States with his son cooking out of this food truck. And he used Chef Roy to teach him how to actually look like he knew how to cut vegetables and do all that other type of stuff correctly. And now what they do, they've just finished their fourth series, is they get together and they just basically have fun hanging out together trying to cook some stuff and meeting a few other celebrities or a few other famous cooks. And I just enjoy the way they joke with each other. And it's sort of cool to see the food. This past episode, they have just had a brand new series come out on Netflix. And they're both cooks, not bakers, they're cooks. And they go and they visit somebody who's an expert at making cookies, brownies, birthday cakes, and truffles. And so she's showing them how you put things in a certain order. And you put this, the butter, and this in, and then you whip it a long time. And then you put these in. You don't whip it very long. They get into a bit of a discussion because in the previous, like, episode or two, the two of them, Jon Favreau and Chef Roy, tried to bake something. And in the episode, they try to bake it, it doesn't turn out. They try to fix it, doesn't turn out. Try to fix it, it doesn't turn out. And it's just, anyway, so they're talking to this woman, and they realize that they've done things in the wrong order. And not only had they done things in the wrong